Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in all of these weeks to Pebbles of Truth. And now I humbly ask you to do something else, and that is open up your spirit to the Holy Spirit so that He can communicate the truths that I will be sharing in this new teaching called The Baptism with the Holy Spirit. You know, you cannot, I repeat, cannot receive the things of God from our natural reasoning or by making a mental ascent to God. Oh no, my friends. The only way we can receive the things of God is by and through our spirit. Jesus told the disciples in John 6:63, "It is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh," and the flesh is our natural and mental capabilities. "The flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak," wow, "the word that I speak, my friend, unto you, they are spirit and they are life." My friend, if you do not get what I have to say by your spirit, sadly, you will never, no, never, ever get it. Okay, let us go ahead and start in the Word of God, which is always the place you want to start, to lay a foundation, and we shall move out smartly from there. Jesus in Acts chapter 1 verses 4 through 8 spoke to the disciples for the last time. And as a matter of fact, it was Jesus' last words to the disciples. So we pick up in Acts chapter 1 verses 4 through 5. Jesus commanded them, that's the disciples, that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Let me say that again. But wait for the promise of the Father, which said he that you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, same translation word, not many days hence. Now, the promise of the Father was the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. The promise of the Father was the Holy Spirit. You know, all throughout Jesus' ministry, he continually promised his disciples that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, would come. In John 15:26, we read, "When the Comforter," that's the Holy Spirit, "comes, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." Now, the Holy Spirit was with the disciples in Jesus' earthly ministry. But now, this promise meant that the Holy Spirit now would be living inside of them, wow, dwelling with them. There was one promise of the Father, my friend, and that is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And as we have discussed in the last teaching, the fulfillment of that promise was found in Acts 2. Amen? Now, Jesus went away. He went back to heaven, as he told the disciples, and you can see that in Acts 1 and 9. And then 10 days later, the day of Pentecost came. Now, and Pentecost is nothing special. It just means 50th, or on the 50th day after the resurrection, the Comforter came as promised. It was then, praise God, that the promise of the Father was given, and the baptism with the Holy Spirit took place. Now, it is very important for us to understand what actually happened in Acts 2. What was what happened and what still is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful word of prophecy. What a wonderful event in the lives of the disciples and all of the 120 folks that were in the upper room. And even today, my friend, the Holy Spirit is still coming into the lives of people and changing hearts, fixing marriages, bringing people to salvation. But can you believe this one event as was foretold by Jesus in John chapter 14, verses 16 and 26, or chapter 15, verse 26, or John 16 and 7, has caused great division and massive controversy in the church, but not so much in the body of Christ. Remember, the body of Christ is the term only Paul used to describe the church within the church, the true believers who have a true heart for God, and not so much the religious and the traditional folks in their approach to God. Sadly today, the baptism with the Holy Spirit is the greatest point of division. Now, this division is generally between the charismatics and the Pentecostals on one side, and much of the remaining church, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Lutheran, the Presbyterian, all of the other mainstream religions on the other. Now, to be honest, the last thing I wanted to do was discuss this topic. Doing so is probably going to chase more people away from Pebbles of Truth than it will to draw them, because Christians and some believers I know are so polarized on this matter. But the Lord opened up this landmine in my heart and in my spirit during the last teaching, and that was walk in the Spirit. And I must teach what the Lord wants me to teach, no matter what people say or do. You know, you can ask Brother Stephen. He found out this truth all too well. Now listen very closely. The issue of the baptism with the Holy Spirit really strikes at the heart of what Christianity is and what the life in Christ is all about. Let me say that again. This issue of the baptism with the Holy Spirit really strikes at the heart of what Christianity is and what life in Christ is all about. Now, what I believe about the baptism with the Holy Spirit, especially in light of today's growing charismatic movement, is going to greatly define how I interpret God's purpose in my life and how He works with His people. Thus, it must be difficult to move forward without a proper foundation on this matter, and that's why we look at the Word of God. Please let me say up front that I recognize that this subject, like so many others, have been hashed over ad nauseum. Neither side, and make no mistake, my brother, there are sides, and neither side harshly budges one inch. But as we discuss this topic, we will hopefully see that tens of thousands of Christians, and they're just dead wrong about what they believe. I mean, I don't know, about the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Entire denominations, positions are wrong. Some entire ministries are operating in open error and disobedience on this matter. And right now, it does not appear that things seem to change. Oh, Lord, help us here. And yet the truth of this matter is not hidden. It is right there in the Scriptures. And anyone who goes on with God and has a heart for God ought to come to terms with this. Do you really think that God is happy about the division and confusion over this vital matter? I think not. No, no, no. Amen. Do you really believe that error on this fundamental matter of the baptism with the Holy Spirit does not carry with it consequences? Yes, consequences of not seeing the truth and being set free from error and great deception, which always leads, now listen, to loss and death. Now, most people who hold to a position on this matter of the baptism with the Holy Spirit, they do so because they have been taught that position and have probably been warned against the other position. Wow, what utter foolishness, my friend. Most tend to affirm the teaching that they have received with their experience with the baptism with the Holy Spirit or the lack of experience. And often little regard is given to what the Scripture says about the baptism with the Holy Spirit. You know, it is strange knowing the Baptist denomination takes their name from the baptism with the Holy Spirit, yet they are the largest and the most vocal group of Christians that oppose this experience. As I said, little regard is given to what the Bible says about the baptism. This, my friend, is not, repeat, not supposed to be the way to discover truth, to simply believe what we have been taught, or to rely on an experience to, you know, to disregard and then disregard the Word of God. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truths. Does it not seem certain that the Holy Spirit would seek to reveal to us the truth about the baptism in the Holy Spirit? My friend, always, you know, God always wants His people to know the truth. The fact that the truth is divided on this matter simply shows how devoid we are to our principles and beliefs about Christ instead of to Christ Himself. Let us therefore approach the subject with an open heart and open spirit. Let us put aside all demands that we have believed but it must be true. If it is the truth, then God will only confirm it. If it is not, repeat not, the truth, then we will find ourselves rejoicing that God loved us enough to bring us on into the truth. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and next week we will begin to look at the positions of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. God bless you, hoping you have a tremendous day, and the Spirit of the Lord will be going with you. Amen.